What are some questions you've always wanted to ask men but were too embarrassed to?
Can you feel our boobs when we hug?
If you wear too tight, right, your dick cannot grow.
Wait, so you are saying that you have had penetration done on you and you enjoy it?
I don't see any problem with this.
Women of Reddit, you have asked and now we will answer. Gentlemen,
this is your daily catch-up.
What is it?
Okay. I do the exciting one, you all school. Then I do the quiet one, you all school.
Okay, that's the intro. Yeah. Boom.
Okay. And 1, 2, and take it away, Dan.
She goes 0 to 100 in an instant. She goes back and forth, anticipating my movement. Who is she?
Volkswagen.
She likes it big, how about 20 inches? She's sensitive to the touch and on with my motions. Who is she? Volkswagen. She's willing to do it all. She goes the distance. She shows me the world. I can see the moon right through her. She keeps me safe, don't know what I'll do without her. She gives me space, she stays in the lane. She's beautiful, Volkswagen.
Yeah!
Wow, nice.
Jump off, I see, because he missed one call, but it's okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, today,
a lot of boys,
the men of the Daily Ketchup are going to represent all men that have stood on this planet.
As we should.
As we answer all women. So we are in this Reddit. Okay. So we basically found this Reddit thread, right? Where women ask men, what are some questions you've always wanted to ask men, but were too embarrassed to?
Mm. We will now answer them.
We will answer them. In no particular order. God. And Alison is here as the female representative.
The token woman.
For all women. On the panel of men today, we have Daniel Lim.
Hey,
we have
up,
Jonathan
man?
Chua. We have
men
Jared
for a good
Tan.
24 years.
And we have myself, your host, Jonathan Paul. Okay, so the very first one. Do you use the opening in your boxers or briefs to pee? Or do you just pull down the top of your boxers briefs?
It's a great question.
That little opening just doesn't seem that useful. Thank you in advance.
Oh yeah, I wanted to ask also, because some boxes, right, you know the hole,
yeah,
there's a little button.
Yes.
But that's the exact question.
No, but sometimes the button, right, don't make sense. Like sometimes it's a fake button.
Yeah.
Sometimes
it's
you actually need to button.
Correct.
So like, do people button it, then when they pee, right, they zip, then open button, then...
Never ever. I
did it one time for fun. Just to see if that's how it works, then I'll be like, no, that's not how it works. That's
got some space issues.
As an exclusive boxer wearer, I only wear boxers in all occasions, right? There is no practical way for you to zip down, open that button and whip out your dick to pee. Like you have to just open everything out.
To get your penis out the hole, right? The slit, right? You need to pull down the boxers.
Yes.
Then might as well you just... period.
Not only that.
Because you pull down, pull back up. Then after you need to pull down, pull back up again. No point.
Not only that, right? So after you like do the jiggle thing, right? Obviously to like get all the pee residue off, right? You just want to get it straight back into the boxes. But when you have to navigate it back through that hole and button, right? It leaves too much chance for like backsplash.
Wetness. So, question.
Yeah.
So when guys pee, must they unbuckle the pants or they just zip then the penis out?
Before puberty can, cause penis small. But now cannot. Yeah. Hey, not saying,
I think for our age, right, we went through a certain phase.
Okay?
So,
tell me more.
So I think when we young, right, skinny jeans is in trend.
Yes.
And everything damn tight and compact.
Mm-mm-mm.
So, wow, when you unzip already, right, struggle. Then plus the boxer trend, then it's all like crumpled up inside. You need to navigate, right? Then you can squeeze it out. You know what I mean? But now, right, all the pants, big, baggy, airy, I think there's a lot of room to just...
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going
to
say.
Oh, shit.
There was this space where you go to the toilet, right? Then you see all the uncles, right? They're at the urinal, but their pants are at their ankles.
They have to pull it down. So skinny jeans space, right? Have to pull down beyond the butt at least.
Okay, so Denise's question right here is, right now, is everyone just sitting on their dicks?
Does it not hurt?
You are really overestimating the length of our dicks.
Hey, hey, speak for your own penis.
I'm so sorry that you said on your own
dick. I'm leaning on my dick.
I tuck up.
Why do you think I wearing jacket?
No, to be honest, tuck up more comfortable. For me.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
No. For you.
What the? No, but it doesn't stay up. You know what I mean?
Like, it's okay, it's okay.
At point of wearing...
There's medication for that.
Yeah. No, because you have to use your chin.
Chin support? Yeah,
you know, like, the lecture boring.
Is it that's why you cannot cross your leg?
I always cross my leg.
No,
yeah, no problem.
Then if you tuck out, won't the little thing be like,
oh, sometimes nice.
No, then it'll be like...
You have to attempt to cross your leg below your nut.
Okay, so we don't sit on our dicks, but I don't know about the rest of them, right? Sometimes I do sit on my balls.
Sit on the balls.
Will normal,
happen,
right?
Happen, yeah.
And you get squashed a bit. Sometimes you like...
Okay, but back to this question, right? Mm. So the follow-up comment is the HO debate. Over the fence or through the gate?
Over the fence.
Over the fence.
Over the fence. So, okay, our consensus are over the fence.
What's over the fence?
We have answered. That means you pull down.
Oh, wait, one more question. When you pee, right? Is it like actually hands-free or you actually have to touch the dick and like...
Okay, you can hands-free.
It depends whether you are in a toilet or if you're peeing at a drain.
And if today is like a...
A toilet you can wash your hand, but drain you don't want to touch your dick, right? So then that's why, right, you can do purely hands-free. You use the elastic band of your boxers to prop your dick up while peeing, and then you just lightly swing it at it, and then it will just bounce on its own.
But if it's hands-free, right, and you pee, will you like lose control at the end? Because okay, I bet when it's full bladder, you'll be like very fast straight. But then towards the end of the pee, right, I would think that it loses control like a balloon, you know? Like it flies very fast. Then you're like
No, it's usually under control.
The fear is that after you like towards the end of your pee, it may get to your pants. You might wet your pants.
Depends on how your penis was like kept, right? Sometimes the hole also like a big problem. Then like, or like in yum together a bit, right? Then your stream.
Mine always do
like
V1.
Vagina.
Is it?
Vagina is like,
sometimes.
No.
But he's not talking about blood, he's talking about split stream.
Sometimes split stream, sometimes one strong, but then another little like fountain curl at the side. It's confusing.
Like it's split stream V, right? But then it connects.
There's
a connection.
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's like sometimes you see that in the fountain.
Oh, like DNA.
So sometimes, despite our best efforts to aim, when your dick decides to produce two streams, right? You it's impossible to get two streams on target.
Of course.
100%. So what I like to do, right, if it's, you're shooting into a toilet bowl, right, and then there's the water, right, you try and get it to two corners of the toilet.
Wow. Sometimes you turn your body a bit.
Also, sometimes I go diagonal a bit.
Also. What kind of underwear do y'all wear?
Boxers.
What is the best kind of underwear for me?
I wear boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs. Calvin Klein only.
Oh my God, same.
And they don't have buttons.
So it's the tight kind, right? It's the tight, like, it looks like a rectangle. Yours is the loose, like, shorts.
Always loose, yeah. So I can just take off my pants anytime.
Oh, I cannot write that.
No.
I feel like boxer briefs is really the way to go.
When I was in secondary school and I started wearing it and puberty started happening, someone said, hey, you wear too tight, right? Your dick cannot grow. So then I changed to boxer briefs. And then every time when I wear something too tight, right, it feels like, oh no, my dick cannot go even though I'm already 32.
Yeah. But I can tell you for a fact, your dick stopped going. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
You are done.
Calvin Klein. So ladies, if you want to buy like a underwear gift for your
honestly, boy. I've bought like Calvin Klein underwear for guy and girlfriends. But I can't afford to, I can't bear to spend it on my own underwear. Like as a gift, it feels like a nice gesture. But it's way too expensive for me to wear.
No, the tip is to wait for ASOS sale, 30% off, right? Straight run to the website.
How much?
I mean, bro, like, just go to IMM.
Oh.
So
how much? $20 per boxer brief.
Huh? That's so expensive.
That's crazy.
Huh? Uniqlo also same, right?
I buy H&M.
Really, I used to be that guy. Trust me,
the material actually is different.
You will thank yourself.
Question.
Okay.
If I want to buy a present for a guy friend, like we all band together to buy underwear, right? How do you ask what size without being weird about it?
Just ask for his pen size.
How does that correlate to the dick size?
It does not.
That's we don't know.
It's just
the waist.
Yeah. You need to know the dick size. Yeah.
Crazy. If hip size correlate to
if they tell you size. That it fits their waist and their legs, but it doesn't fit their dick, they're just lying.
To you, specifically. No, but great question. Thank you for your
question. Next question. How open are men to the idea of prostate massages or any kind of sexual attention being paid to your asshole.
Okay, let's hear from Jared.
Go ahead and peg me all you want.
What?
Yeah.
Peg you all.
Like anal play lah. If you want to do anal play on me, like, go ahead. But okay.
His wife.
Generally, I think the woman are actually more scared of like playing the asshole.
I'm not scared, I think.
Hey, go for it.
No, I think woman not scared, but I think like scared to ask the guy if they want, because they would think that the guy don't want.
Oh, yeah. So it's actually miscommunication on both sides. We both want to play my asshole.
Everybody wants to play with your asshole.
Nice.
Based on my friends' encounters, I think most women are damn down to play with asshole.
I agree.
I also think so. But I think it's just very hard to tell the guy.
Yeah.
Because you're scared you spoil the mood. Right? You're really doing the main portion.
No, communicate before you know something.
But the question here is, are men invited? Are they welcoming of it?
I think they are when they realize how pleasurable it is.
Try it once.
But a lot of them don't realize it.
Are saying that you have had penetration done on you and you enjoyed it.
It doesn't have to be penetration.
That's the wrong way to look at it.
I'm talking about penetration. Not rim.
No.
No, you don't like it or you never tried it?
I've never tried it.
So you don't know what? It's just your same theory applies.
No, as in
maybe it's damn good.
I'm welcome to the idea, but it's not something that I feel like I need to try right now.
So if Ned say, for example, she would like to attempt penetration on your a-hole.
Pegging.
Okay. No, I like to say penetration on the a-hole.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Then you will be like, okay, you got to just take the look.
Yeah, okay.
Meh.
And we speak for all men.
Sorry. Yeah. And also, right, just to help people understand, like,
it's not gay.
The first time, was it you asking for it or was it offered? How do we help men and women who want to try this? Like, yeah. How do we help them?
So I feel, right, that from my conversations with a lot of other like guys or whatever, right, I think the biggest barrier is that either it's something that they just cannot get their heads around, or it's something that they are interested in knowing, but they very scared to ask their partner because they scared their partner think they gay.
Yeah. So how should we approach it?
I think I know. The girl, right, just need to, you know, when doing the motion, right, just accidentally brush. Then like, ooh, wait. Do that again.
So when the girl's going down on you, right, and like she's already playing with the balls, the middle finger just need to overextend a little bit.
Oops. Yeah, but they are saying that they are worried that the male is uncomfortable.
Yeah, so this is the way.
Yeah, once he gets a sample, right, he want the full course.
You f***ing serious? So our advice now to women is that all men want it and they will like it.
75% only.
But yeah.
So you want 75%?
The trick is to give them an appetizer, taster.
I'm saying it depends how far you've already gone. So if you've already started licking the testicles, taint, right?
Okay.
Then start licking the taint first.
Mm, the perineum.
Then he will realize, oh, never thought I'd feel this before.
Wait, sorry. Okay. When you're getting that done on your balls or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Your legs are where? Like, it's so accessible. Like, your asshole is so accessible.
Are you doing a salutation to the sun?
Yes. You are bleaching your asshole.
Are you doing downward dog?
No. Salutation. Salutations.
They want you really You damn down, yeah.
Sorry, salutation to the sun, that's incredibly uncomfortable, eh.
Yes, yeah. Huh?
No, so your knees are your ears, ah?
No,
spread your legs like that.
You are like giving birth.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not salutation.
That's the position.
I mean,
that's how you do anal waxing, right, for example.
No, you're just man spreading, what?
You're just making it accessible.
Yeah.
Like, no, but I would think that position, because not all guys are flexible, so it's not very.
You don't have to be flexible.
No, but to like a salutation.
No.
Your butt is still on the bed. Don't need to lift it.
You have to like that for the asshole to like pick out a bit.
No need.
So the girl goes deep, lah. She goes down.
She need to like. Okay, wait. So, okay.
Have you done any ass play to a guy before?
She's open to it.
That we know.
Hey, hold on, I'm very uncomfortable.
Wait. Stop. I feel like that position, if a guy gets into that position naturally.
Salutation.
I think he's inviting the ass play.
That'd be so strange though. You're about to f*** that girl not ready, right? Then the guy goes into missionary. How is
it? Okay. I think what's very important, right?
Yes.
I know what is absolutely.
The guy's like, you want to do doggy, then the girl says yes, then the guy gets.
They both get into doggy.
They start fucking each other.
As a lover myself, like anything I want to try is to please my partner.
Like
ma.
Whoever want to try should ask.
I feel too busy to ask for anything.
How often do y'all really cry, and what makes you cry?
Wow, what a segue.
I purposely skip one sex one.
We'll get back
just to
turn the tables. Circle.
I think I was watching a movie.
Same.
Yeah.
But I don't count those. You know what I mean?
But those were the last 10 times I cried, yeah.
Yeah.
I think my weakness is men crying. I have an impression that men don't cry. So when they start crying and showing vulnerability, right, I'm like, oh my God.
What
like,
a pussy.
But if that is based, if like every time you quarrel your boyfriend, you think about the amount of times you all quarrel, okay? Not saying it's a lot or very little. Uh-huh. If every time you all quarrel, he cry.
No, that's emotional.
No, that's like.
No, but girls cry, right?
That's emotional.
Okay.
No, I think if it's not to the point of like just a kid and then not talking and all.
No, just like tears streaming down as he talk to you calmly.
No, as in I won't be annoyed by it. Mm. I'll be like, oh my God, what happened? Like it's affecting you so much that you have to cry about it.
I think I've only cried for three reasons. Ending of relationships, death, and like very heated fights. Yeah. I think those are the only reasons why men cry. Or you get stuck in the nuts lah.
No, I find that I cry more about the relationships I don't have.
Girls, that's a weird one.
I thought you just hypothetically think about
Like if only I'm married to Jessica Alba.
I was thinking about Jessica Alba.
Actually the breakups, all my breakups are two only lah. But no, I didn't cry then. Right. Yeah, but I cried for a lot of girls who rejected me.
Damn.
So that's more of it.
Like nowadays, like random memes or like posts, not memes lah, but like they will just post something on like Twitter or like Facebook and then just a story and all it takes is like five lines and then you just like.
Yeah. I feel like when I cry like hardcore, right? Then you know you make the ugly cry face, right? Then my ugly cry face is almost like a smile. So sometimes right, I cry until I start laughing.
See?
Like you cannot look at yourself.
It feels like so close to the physical reaction of laughing that I end up suddenly switching to laughing.
Do you sometimes cry and then feel like you want to look at yourself in the mirror just to know what you look like?
Yeah. I used to go, is it the correct way to cry?
I can't relate.
No, I challenge myself as a kid, right, to like smile when I cry. And then I'm like...
Men cry for three reasons and three reasons only. Done.
Okay. And movies.
You like cuddling after sex just as much as we do, don't
oh
you?
Oh my God, I love cuddling after sex.
No.
Huh?
Don't lie.
I still don't like.
I just like to be left alone.
You crawl into a corner.
Yeah. No.
But like,
I recognize that Ned likes to be cuddled.
Like Voldemort.
Wow, the image just popped by Ned. I'm the kind that like, right after sex, like immediately after sex, right, I need to wash up, I need to clean, I need to like just... be fresh. Yeah. And then after that, I just need to like be by myself.
Huh? The post nut clarity hit her.
Like just arms by your side. Like,
you just keep saying sorry.
Like straight away.
Yeah.
I'm a bad boy.
I mean it depends. It's not like come then like go. It's like depends what at what stage has she had enough? I mean no, like you know whatever, but then gotta make sure that
the complete opposite. I feel like after sex, right? Like you feel like the most physically connected to the person, right? And I just want to be one with them, you know.
Right after
clean up first.
Clean up first.
Definitely
clean up first.
But clean up include shower or not? No, you rinse your part, you rinse your whole body.
The parts that got kena.
Then I cannot. At that moment, I still cannot. Why? You must clean up.
No.
Your hair need to dry.
Like, no need to do hair, because like, hair takes a while to dry, right?
Yeah.
But like a proper clean up,
then
cool down.
Okay, then it's just slightly higher.
Clean up, cool down. Like, must enough time have passed.
Yeah.
Okay,
you cuddle after sex. Like you said, you have to clean up first then. Yeah. Then you kind of.
We all want to clean up.
No, I don't like it, but do it. Don't like it, but do it.
Okay. So that's the truth. That's the truth for the ladies out there. Yeah. Two already. You?
I love cuddling.
Love cuddling.
Yeah. You?
I think I cuddler.
That's unexpected.
Listen, nearly spit out.
Unexpected.
Okay, so actually, undecided lah, 50-50.
50-50.
Ask your man.
No, but we're talking about post-sex, right?
Post-sex.
I enjoy the cuddle. But post-sex, I'd rather not. But I do it anyway.
In fact, pre-sex, you have a cuddle also. Then you reach for
the... No, sometimes it's the cuddle that leads to sex.
Yeah, it's probably the cuddle that started it.
That's the danger of it. Because you cuddle, then you sex, right? Then you cuddle again, right? Then you go to sex again.
I don't see any problem with this.
I see it. Cannot.
Young man.
Cannot. Damn it.
Tongka Ali, let's go.
Cannot.
So since we brought it up, just for the ladies out there, men, You all prefer little spoon or big spoon?
Both.
Little spoon, but I be the big spoon. Yeah. But I prefer little spoon.
Yeah, so yeah. You all prefer little?
No, I think there are right times for both. Sometimes you want
to- No, if you have to choose one.
Little spoon.
Oh, so cute. So all of you are little spoon.
Nobody wants to be.
Spoon, but usually I'm the big spoon.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I would think everybody want to be like churro, just face each other, that kind.
No, that's terrible in the morning, breath and shit.
No, morning breath, right? So one of you just choose to be a bit down. So the head in the chest, that kind.
That's not bad.
Like the movie like that.
You really need to find that effect. Just
like I'm very sad that Pat and I are so close in height. I'm like 4 cm taller than her.
But on the bed, everyone same height.
Must shift down.
Yeah, you just shift.
Shift up.
Yeah, but you feel like you're wearing high heels. Like we lie down, we face each other, then I scoot up.
So for all the ladies out
like
there,
baby chair.
Men want to be spoon. Honestly want to be the little spoon.
Yeah.
But so, we will. So take you turns, never answer?
Take turns.
Huh? You never answer? Say what spoon you want to be.
You already want to cuddle.
You just want a fork.
Okay, little spoon, little spoon.
But we will be big spoon
for
you.
Listen, take over the question.
Can you feel our boobs when we hug? Because, yeah. Right, okay, when I hug like guys, right, I always try to avoid touching that. I try to like that. Because I keep thinking like in my head, right, if I press slowly, let's say we hug slowly, right, I feel like they can feel the boobs crevices like,
This is why I exclusively, if female friends, right, and I'm in a relationship already, I only do the side hug.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
No, but there are certain friends that will pull you in one. They have no choice one.
That one, their fault.
No, but can you feel the boobs?
I want to say yes, but you don't have a recollection of it one.
It's like doing BJJ. You're not thinking about it.
There's no arousal. There's nothing sexual about it. It's just-
Maybe when we were 15.
You go,
yeah, when 15, I think there was some arousal.
I think what is weirder for me, right, is when I hug another girl and then our boobs, right, because I know if I go in straight, right, our boobs are like, touch each other like that.
Your nips will connect.
But so you need to like
battery.
So it's a bit like weird. It's like point.
You all bounce off each other.
Is that not fun? No, you can feel the skin like, whoa. It's not like, but then the weird part is that you go in for a hug, right? Because you know sometimes you have to like that.
Yeah.
So your boobs, right, is like a jigsaw puzzle. So it moves to the side. So you become like the other boobs. You feel the crevice.
That's so
lit. No, sometimes I do that. Then I like, wow, that weird. I just like... You know what I mean?
Yeah, you both
so that means it's like that.
That means someone else's book, yes. Right? Go so here, like, then you
That's
weird.
Yeah.
For the people watching, this is what
it's a lock and key model.
Look like. How does another tit fit into a cleavage?
But it's just like a space.
It just pushes.
Yeah. It's just displacement, like space displacement.
Is that why they were designed that way?
No. They were designed to fit babies.
Okay, outside of this hugging thing, general thoughts on titties?
What the
f***? A lot of y'all upvoted this.
Oh my god, I also wanted to...
Gentlemen, do pussies generally taste/smell appealing to you?
Yeah. You're asking the wrong guy.
Sorry, I just got to clip that reaction and we done it. Okay. You can see his face or not? No, allow it.
Wow. The female former.
They're all trying to think of politically correct answers.
So beautiful.
I have a description for it. I feel like it's a... If proper hygiene conditions are checked,
yeah,
which we don't always have the luxury of food. Sometimes hygiene is checked, but not fresh out of the shower, what it smells like, right, is a concentrated version of their
armpit,
their smell.
Oh.
Huh? Their bodily smell.
No, I want to ask, okay, let's say your partner has menses or a girl has menses. Can you smell it?
Can.
Yeah.
No.
Huh?
No. As in, like,
when you're going down
in the toilet, like when she deposits. Oh.
You know, like.
Like, deposits wearing, the blood in the toilet.
Are you having sex or what?
No.
They all admit to going down their partners while they're
like, I can distinguish between the smell of period blood and other blood.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
Dude, no, very
good nose.
No, very honest, bro. You were also. You never come across yet.
Your partner just come out from the toilet, like she's wearing a skirt and whatever, then her pet is very full. Can you smell the period smell?
No. Vampire.
No, because someone I got see ready, someone say he can smell, then I was like, it's quite scared.
It's more of like after using a toilet, then before flushing.
Can smell a bit of that.
So, like, there's a distinct smell.
Okay, but so smell and taste. appealing, not appealing. It's whether it's appealing or not. We tried describing the taste already. It's a bit difficult.
Okay, oh. Neutral to me.
If this was a ranking episode, I give you an S.
It's neutral. It's not unappealing, but I wouldn't like actively seek the smell.
It's not a negative smell.
It's like I don't want Oreo to make a flavor of that. Like I will go and eat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but when you go down, right, are you enjoying it?
Yes.
I'm enjoying the reaction of my partner.
It's the you bringing pleasure to the partner that gives you pleasure.
It's a huge turn on.
To a certain extent, right? It's performance on the female side.
As in, it's the same for a blowjob. Right?
Don't see that rules apply.
No,
because I would think like blowjobs are just a bit more tiring because just cause need to move
up,
a
down.
Bit.
Which one requires more effort?
Cunnilingus or fellatio?
Yeah.
Fellatio.
But I have a counter. But I wouldn't know clearly, right? But you see, I feel like for fellatio, right? You can use major muscle groups.
Like your neck?
As opposed to just your like your tongue, which is a very minor muscle group.
You can also use your neck.
Your tongue is the primary muscle.
Once you get the sore tongue, right? Once you go for like 10 minutes straight and you realize like, what?
Using your whole head too.
Yeah.
You just let your tongue dangle, then your neck do everything else already. But you know what I mean? So like you start with your tongue and then your tongue get tired.
Yeah.
You use a minor muscle group.
I think you try to put this water bottle in your mouth, then you will know the feeling.
Super hard.
Congratulations. No, can you put that in your mouth?
That's crazy.
Okay.
Well done, sir.
No.
Life goes on.
No, but I must say, right, if you're giving fellatio, right, you know what is predictable, what's going to happen. Because it's like, okay, you get it hard, and once it's hard, it's like anytime now, volcano.
There's a lot of honesty, I feel.
Yeah, yeah. But with like cunnilingus, right, it's like to get to the orgasm, sometimes it's 1 minute on a really good day, sometimes it's 10 times as long. It's not like you see small dick, big dick come. Predictable step by step. This one is like, there's no evolution that is
there's
changing.
A literal physical response that is visible.
You need to be physical.
Exactly.
No, but I think women also have their own physical response a bit.
Yeah, like you can see a bit of the eye roll back and then the leg shift.
But
I think
easier to get erection.
Yeah. Which is what I was going to talk about also. Yeah. Last one. To round this off. Men, women want to know if our orgasms are better with oral or vaginal sex. And the first reply is yes.
Correct. So hard this question.
Oral or vaginal?
No, of course same.
Honestly, I feel it's all the same.
It's not about the ejaculation. It's the build up of the ejaculation. So it's everything that happens before the ejaculation, but ejaculation is the ejaculation.
Yeah. But I must say, maybe a 1% preference if it's blow job because like she's looking at you and then you're like, I don't know what your face is doing, right? But it's a little bit more shook.
I prefer orgasm vagina.
With vagina.
Same.
Oral for me.
No, because the vagina, the vagina one, you can control the speed because that's based on your hip like trust, right?
I think the difference boils down to the partner.
Balls down.
I think if the partner is really, really turned on by like oral orgasm, then I think that turns me on.
It's cleaner if it's oral because it through the mouth, swallow, there's nothing to clean up.
Unless you like then and just shoot inside and then also no clean up. Is also, that how they
no,
work?
No. If it's shoot inside, it's still got clean. It cream pies a bit, what?
Okay, ladies. With that, we have answered as many of your questions as we possibly could. Do you think the women will be satisfied with our answers?
Sure.
Do you think they will want more or more?
I think enough.
Get a new panel.
Okay.
If ladies, if you would like to know more, you want to ask us more questions that we can answer for you, let us gentlemen know and we'll see you guys in the next one. Adios!
Adios!
He's really trying.
That's going to be my thing.
I was on the wheelchair already. I didn't wear anything. I was going to get circumcised. I was 18, right? Then I just had this random conversation with my friends. I'm like, how the doctor know how much to cut? Like if they cut too much, then like my dick cannot fully erect, ma. Then you know, it feels like a net holding it down, right? So then my father said,
My
father, without skipping a beat, said that inside there's a nurse, there's the liquor, there's a leak and then your dick.
No! Hey!
No, obviously it's a joke. Then when a very old nurse came out to push me to the OT, right? Then my father said that was the
your father
said that was the
Oh, that's damn funny.
She's the Ligma.